Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 13, Title Records. Let's spend a few minutes reviewing what we know about title records. We'll talk about what can be found in the public records, what it means, and why it's important. Recording is the act of entering a document into a county's public records. Most states require that documents affecting any title, right, or interest in real estate be recorded. This allows any interested person to inspect the documents that affect title to a piece of real estate. It also establishes lien priority, as discussed in Chapter 10. By the way, remember that certain types of liens are not recorded immediately, but can still affect the title. There are two types of notice regarding rights and interests in property, actual and constructive. Actual notice is what one actually knows. It can come from reading or hearing about a property. Constructive notice is given by recording a document. A chain of title is a history of the property's ownership. It begins with the earliest owner and links each owner to the next, forming a chain. Sometimes there's a break in this chain, referred to as a cloud on the title. If a cloud cannot be easily corrected, it may become necessary to file a suit to quiet title action in court. This is a legal action to quiet a dispute or to mend a break in the chain of title. A title search is an examination of all public records relating to a particular piece of property. It'll reveal all recorded deeds, wills, liens, judgments, and other documents affecting the title. An abstract of title is a summary of all instruments revealed in the title search. An attorney can deliver an opinion as to the condition of the title based on this abstract. A certificate of title is also a statement of opinion. It certifies the condition of the title based on a title search. Usually prepared by a title company, an abstractor, or an attorney, the certificate does not guarantee ownership, however. And since it's based on recorded title information, it would not reveal unrecorded liens, easements, or hidden defects such as forged deeds. An abstract and attorney's opinion can be used as evidence of title. Since the basis is, again, the public record, it can't reveal unrecorded defects. Many buyers today request a title insurance policy, which is considered the best evidence of title. There are two types of title insurance: the mortgagee policy, which protects the lender, and the owner's policy, which protects the property owner. The insurance company will then defend any lawsuit based on an insurable defect. Under the Torrens system, title to property is registered instead of recorded, and a certificate of title is issued. And under the Uniform Commercial Code, the filing of a financing statement gives notice to purchasers and mortgagees of the security interests in personal property and fixtures on a specific parcel of real estate. In summary, the purpose of the recording acts is to give notice of all interests in real estate and to help create order in its transfer.